And how are you feeling? You're not all that far away from heading off on a very, very long ride. Are you excited or apprehensive? How would you describe it?
Well, I've got my share of nerves, but I'm absolutely excited and ready as well. I've rehearsed and done lots of long rides, and I traced that route for a Ulysses AGM event last year, so I'm really looking forward on taking a few friends with me this time.
So it sounds like it's almost going to be, certainly, you know, raising awareness and raising funds, but also quite a bit of fun, as it should be.
We'll mix up with other riders from all parts of Australia. So we're having riders come from each capital.
What got you involved originally? I mean, I know you're a keen motorcyclist, and I'll ask you about that in a moment, but what got you involved in this particular ride?
David, I've got a history of teaching mental health first aid and working as a paramedic and a mental health nurse, and certainly community mental health is my focus in music therapy work. And the opportunity to raise awareness of depression, which is so prevalent in our society, and suicide prevention, which really has a real focus for me, the idea of being able to raise awareness but also raise funds, it's too good an opportunity to pass up.
Indeed. Well, particularly, you know, because you're fond of a ride anyway, I guess.
Oh, I like a long ride.
when you say, I mean, the fundraising, again, I'll get to that in a moment, but when you say raising awareness, how do you go about raising awareness through the course of this ride?
David, we'll be dressed up with flags and certainly carrying the banner of the Black Dog Ride to the Red Centre. And I suppose there's about between 50 and 100 people from each capital. I think when we converge on Alice Springs and into Uluru itself, I think that we'll be making a big community presence that people go, oh, who are these riders and what are they doing? What's the reason?
That's right. You probably have to get over that initial thing of when people hear, you know, the noise of a lot of motorbikes together. Are they dangerous? Do they mean us harm? So you can dispel that myth as well.
I think so. I think everyone that's joining the ride is a community-minded person. I think we're a good bunch of blokes.
Absolutely. It goes without saying, definitely. I'm interested, you say, you've been quoted as saying that motorcycle riding is relaxing and it's a great way to unwind and almost sort of get yourself into another zone. But I've often thought, you know, as someone who loves long drives in a car, because you can listen to podcasts or music, that on the back of a motorbike it might get a little bit tedious. But I would imagine you would disagree. Tell me what it's like to do a long ride on the back of a bike.
Well, like your car ride, David, you certainly have that solitude. And I suppose depending on your bent, the kind of bike you like to ride, certainly mine is a Harley and it has that distinctive sound. And for me, it's like a massage. It's like a very massage of my soul, if you like. I like it that everyone can find their own way of doing that.
Yeah.
Finding something that is their relief, their answer to the stresses of life.
And I suppose it's almost forcing you not to listen to anything, isn't it? Are you amazed at where your mind goes on a long ride?
Absolutely. When I first started riding, I got some earplugs that I could pipe some music through, but I soon took those out. After a half hour of listening to music, it blocks out the sound of the bike and takes away the enjoyment for me. So I just like the sound of the wind and the sound of the engine, and
I'm off. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, I having that option for music and then sort of not having it, you know, I guess that makes it completely different to a car ride. I mean, I guess you're out in the elements, you're experiencing everything about where you're going through, I guess.
Yeah, and the for me, it brings my focus out to the front of the bike and just the changing landscape and the changing colours. That experience, because you are so open to and immersed in the environment. It's lovely.
How far do you ride each day, or how long are you going to be on the back of a bike each day of the ride?
This ride, our first day is about 700, nearly 800 kilometres.
Wow.
And then we drop down to about 500 and 300
Okay. And I guess, I mean, the landscape's going to vary incredibly. Where do you think will be the most challenging part of the ride between here and Alice Springs and then on to Uluru?
You know, I think that the 450-kilometre ride from Alice Springs right through until you get that magical hump in the distance is Uluru itself. It's such a long ride. It's amazing. It just sights you in the wonderment of the expanse of our beautiful country. It is just so nice to see.
Definitely. And to see, you know, to catch your first glimpse of Uluru, you know, such an amazing place and such an iconic place will be a pretty special moment, I would imagine.
You know, with the focus on sharing the Indigenous culture that we have the opportunity to in Australia, when you get to that amazing site, it's so rewarding, so connecting for me, having the chance to just feel, I suppose, a bit of a shared culture. So it's very, very, very moving.
Rob, can I ask, or can I pry a little bit and just, I'm curious, what got you into working in the mental health field? Why was that the direction that you chose to go in life?
I spent nearly 20 years as a paramedic, David, and having the opportunity to enter people's lives, homes, and mindsets is... Oh, you know, David, I can remember the first time I looked after someone, I sat next to them in an ambulance and I held their hand and I said that things were going to be okay. And that connected me with just the other person's experience of their illness or their state of mind. So when I moved along through my progression in education and music therapy, and now mental health nursing, I can easily reconnect with that and just consider for a moment that people need emotional support. And that brings me to the fundraising idea of the ride is that this year, and I suppose we can go on and talk about that in a minute, but this year we're supporting mental health first aid.
And what exactly, when we talk about mental health first aid, tell me more, what exactly are we talking about there?
So, David, the Mental Health First Aid course is an award-winning course. It's in about 16 countries at the moment, written by a lady named Betty Kitchener through the Horizon Youth Mental Health Services down at the University of Melbourne. This course is fantastic in that it provides, just like a first aid course for people that are injured, it provides provides adolescents and adults with really, really quickly graspable skills in identifying the signs and symptoms of a mental health problem or when someone's in crisis and gives them an action plan to help them out at that point.
So who does it ideally, or who would do it in a perfect world?
In a perfect world, everybody. Everybody. Yep. Because people with mental health problems are really just people like us that experience the stresses of life. You know, so important that through mental health first aid, we can take away the stigma of the mental health problem and have depression and anxiety and all the things that adolescents go through, like feeling the need to for non-suicidal self-injury and the problems that we have with drug awareness, drug abuse, providing... providing young people with the ability to recognise the onset of those problems in their friends, in their family, in their workmates, and to do something about it.
Because I guess chances are it's always going to be spotted earlier by someone, you know, who knows you and spends time with you rather than the person themselves, for sure. Is that the case?
I think so. And starting early is the key. This year, they're fundraising... a great deal of the funds raised through the Black Dog Ride to the Red Centre are being channeled towards providing mental health first aid classes in Queensland, sorry, in Australian high schools.
That's brilliant. That's fantastic. Yeah, it's it makes you sort of knowing exactly what you're writing for and what that cash is being funneled into. You know, gives you an extra impetus, I would imagine.
A very clear picture of how we can actually do something for our communities. Yes.